Evelyn's Diary. Follow the day-to-day ups and downs of a Dutch transsexual woman in her struggle with the world as it is. Episode 17, Out of Work. It is 3 years ago that I transitioned from working as a man to working as a woman. And now, I am out of work. This didn't go like in Virginia Stevenson's case. She was simply told, "We don't want you here as a woman." In my case, that would have been against the company code of conduct. Article 4.3 explicitly states, "Every employee has equal opportunities and will be treated equally, regardless of personal background, race, gender, nationality, age, sexual orientation or religion." And Article 1 of the Dutch Constitution simply says, "Discrimination is prohibited." So if they would have fired me because I am a transsexual, I could easily have sued them. No, it was all done in small steps, in a much more subtle way. Since my transition, I have never had a positive performance review. There was always a lot of criticism about my performance on the job. The criticism ranged from brutal lies and half-truths to vague accusations and subjective impressions. Then, I just happened to meet the criteria for layoff in a reorganization. I was transferred to another company, but remained doing the same work, only now as a temp instead of a normal employee. And the bad performance reviews continued. My former employer, who was now my customer, was never satisfied. They tried to end my contract because my part in the project had allegedly been completed. That was another lie, and I succeeded in continuing the contract 2 times because the work wasn't finished. Now they have made a 3rd attempt to kick me out, and they have succeeded. My work still hasn't been finished, and I have had to transfer it to a new colleague. But now that I'm a temp, it's really quite simple to get rid of me. They just needed to say to my new employer that they are not interested in hiring me any longer. So my work has ended. It has been stolen away from me. I've cried a lot lately. It is also unfair. And there is very little I can do about it. It is very clear that the beautiful company code of conduct is a paper tiger. To give one other example, amongst 1,000 employees, there is not one single homosexual working for my former employer. Do you believe that? Well, neither do I. Clearly, the homosexuals in the company keep quiet about their orientation because they fear to be discriminated. I am out of work now, but I am not out of a job yet. My new employer will have to come up with a new assignment for me. It will be a litmus test of their company code of conduct to watch closely how they are going to handle this. For Gender Talk, this was Evelien Snell from the Netherlands. Thanks for listening. I hope to join you again in 2 weeks.